Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're hitting everything today, yeah. But we are especially going to focus on Sunday night, Lions-Eagles. And John, you want to start with a very basic question.
Yeah, and this is as simple as it gets. Fill in the blank. Lions win... if, and then fill in the blank. Give us a call or text us 248-539-9797. We want to make this one simple. We want to have some fun with it. This is the biggest game of the season to this point, and some of it's just because it's the next one, but it is the defending Super Bowl champs. It is in their backyard. Lions win if, and I'll fill in that blank. Lions win if this offensive line dominates. Because there are still struggles that Philly has offensively. I think the defense will be fine. This offensive line, and especially Owosika and Glasgow, Ratledge, you have an opportunity to create a reputation for yourself. Not so much Glasgow because he's old, but the other two guys, you're getting a chance to play against a premier defensive tackle. And you don't want to block him one-on-one all game long, but when you get that opportunity, it's time to step up and stake that claim, plant your flag, and talk about the badass that you are. Let's go. Go to Lincoln Financial Field and bury him.
That sound you heard was Heather cracking open a Red Bull. She's getting after it on a Friday morning.
Sure was, then I realized, my mic's still on. I'll turn that off.
Yeah,
it's a rough night last night.
Yeah, it's deer hunting opening eve, and yeah. There's going to be a lot of that sound tonight. Cracking some beers.
Just wanted to clarify if anybody thought we were really getting after it on a Friday morning. Let's go, baby.
I don't get to go, but we're doing it this morning.
Start partying for Sunday night today. The Lions win if blank. John, it does come down to what they do up front, but I think the result of that will be whose quarterback plays cleaner. And that will come from what is happening in front of that quarterback. Jalen Hurts on the season has one interception.
Mm-hmm.
16 touchdowns, one interception. He does not make a lot of mistakes. For Jared Goff, the fastest way to get him into a mistake situation is if you pressure up the middle. If the Lions keep the pocket clean for Jared, if the run game is real to allow play action to open up, if Jared's getting the ball out the way he did last week involving all the playmakers, clean football on the road against Philadelphia, and you get Hurts to make a mistake. You know, whether that's Brian Branch doing Brian Branch things, it's Aiden coming off the edge, it's Aleem McNeil making a play in the middle. Who plays cleaner at the quarterback position? And you're right, John. I think that all starts up front.
Yeah, and I can't remember if we were talking about it yesterday or if it was one of the other shows I was watching throughout the course of the day yesterday. It may come down to that turnover battle in regards to Jalen Hurts has been very selective with where he puts the ball. Now, some of that has resulted in it not as explosive of an offense.
Yeah, the offense has kind of a ceiling on it because he'll take some sacks, he'll eat a play, he won't take the chance.
Right. And hey, hats off to him for recognizing there was an issue, correcting it, and giving his his team the best chance to win. And they're 8-2. And a large part of that 8-2, we talked about, hey, they're not explosive offensively. We're not seeing A.J. Brown with big numbers or Devontae Smith. We've seen Saquon, you know, a couple of games really go off.
But bottled up for the most part.
But they just, hey, there's a lot of ugly wins. And I said, hey, ugly wins are still wins. They're 8-2. They're doing what they have to do to put themselves in great position for postseason play. But it really may come down to if you could win that turnover battle.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the Lions will have the more explosive run game. That should open up Jared Goff to be a complete, balanced, under control field general on the road in Philadelphia. I think Hurts is going to do much of the same. So who affects who? And it starts up front. 248-539-9797. Jay, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Morning.
So I believe that the Lions just need to have their defense man up and contain Jalen Hurts. Saquon's kind of having a down year. Both lines on the offensive lines are not as, I'd say, explosive as they were last year. But if they can contain Jalen and check that box and keep him contained, I think they'll come out victorious. And then, John, about that hunting,
yeah.
I bleed it through and through, brother. I mean, I've hunted everywhere after I got out of the service, and then I instilled that in my kids. When I coached, I live in Newaygo. I'm in town working, and I 78ers. I took a bunch of them bow hunting for a bow camp on weekends. And then my oldest, I mean, he graduated last year, but he hurt his back in football. And, I mean, I had to freaking put his pants on for opening day last year to get him out there because he wanted to go so bad. So I'll hang up and listen to what you say.
Okay, good luck tomorrow. Hope you have success. And I kind of with Jay, and I was going to ask him there, but I know we're up against it. If you could contain Jalen Hurts, that I think that will be one of the keys to this game.
Yeah.
Does it give you confidence the way that this defense played against Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry?
You faced a two-headed monster and a mobile quarterback.
And was it 7 sacks in that game?
7 sacks in that game.
You get that performance? Yeah. I could get behind that reason.
Also leads to stops, turnovers. Remember, they had the goal line stand. Mm-hmm. They had the Aiden fumble. All right, we're looking ahead to Sunday night. Lions win if blank. John Ticketex.
Mm-hmm.
Lions win if they can stop the tush push, Brandon in Roseville.
All right, well, so I did see the percentages of their conversion rate over the last couple of years, and it is slowly going down. Defenses are finding ways to stop it, or they've just become less efficient. Now, they're still at like 80% efficiency. But I don't necessarily know that stopping that one play, if it comes down to, hey, whether they score the winning touchdown or not, okay, yeah.
You want to avoid getting them to fourth and ones, fourth and inches, fourth at the goal line.
Third and one, third and inches.
Yeah. Same thing. Tex says, they win if Glasgow can hold his own against Carter and if the tush push is officiated properly. Nothing's going to irk us more if we have to spend time on Monday talking about, well, if
okay,
the tush push should benefit.
So just
don't let it come down to that.
Okay, and prepare yourself. All right, it is hard to officiate that play because it's bang bang. The one that annoys me the most, not necessarily the offsides, because as soon as somebody moves offensively, you get to move defensively.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it doesn't necessarily have to just be when the ball is snapped; it's just when somebody moves. So I'm not so upset about that versus when Jalen Hurts reaches the ball over and you know because.
When he stopped, they get to decide he stopped.
Right, but
if he keeps going, they just let him keep going.
It's
the inconsistency.
Weird, yeah.
Tex says, Lions win if they can run for 200 yards, control the ball, keep the Philly offense off the field. I don't think they have to run for 200 yards, but I think they need a big day on the ground.
Yeah, 200 would be a bit aggressive against this team. I would even go back to, you know, last week what you said, 150 against Washington. I think if you're able to rush for over 125, you're going to be in a good spot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Lions win if our defense holds Philly under 20. Hard to imagine we would be scoring less than 21 with Dan calling plays. That signed Mike Eating.
Mm-hmm.
Lions win if Jared Goff can stay erect. Todd in Detroit.
Yeah.
Got to keep him upright.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the Eagles are going to make an effort to get A.J. Brown more involved this week. The key is keeping him quiet, Tom, in a car. Let that fester.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you look at all the stupid things that he tweets or says. Like, it can't. I know that the guys, they've all said that they love him in the locker room, but at some point, when he keeps needling, you know, hey, if you've got me on your fantasy, then bench me.
Yeah, he called it an S show, and then he said he wasn't going to apologize for his comments. Okay.
Yeah.
I much prefer what we got going here. Total buy-in, even if you don't get the football. Let's get to James in Richmond. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, James.
Can you hear me good?
I'm driving
to work right now.
Yeah, we got you.
I'm driving to work. I just want to give my take. What the Lions really have to do is, if we can contain, our offensive line can play good, you know, Holt Carter and Holt Mason Graham are big guys. Mason Graham, veteran, he knows what he's doing. If we can contain them guys, it opened the holes up for our running game and protect them all. That's going to be huge. But also, if McNeil and Hutch can get going and put Hurts off with his game, make him do things he doesn't like to do, that's going to be a huge success for us.
I want to just clarify, they don't have Mason Graham.
No, he's playing in Cleveland. They do have Jordan Davis.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought Mason Graham came back to them after he retired. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's Brandon Graham. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, just,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Different
Graham,
Michigan Wolverine.
Yeah. Younger brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spitting image of one another.
Yeah.
Don't you see the resemblance?
Brother from another mother.
We have to get Hurts off. We have to get Hurts off of his game, you know, make him make bad throws. We don't want him to scram because obviously he can scram and he can run the ball.
Yeah, James, I knew what you were saying. I just, for people listening, they needed to just make sure that was clarified. They got good defensive tackles in Philadelphia. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Real quick, Adam in Gibraltar. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, two keys to the game. I feel like Lions will win this game if they can convert on third down effectively. And I feel like they will run away with this game if they can run steadily on first down. I think those are going to be the two keys to the game, because if they can run the ball effectively on first down, that's going to open up the play-action game for Goff. And I think they're just going to torch that secondary with JMO and St. Brown. I mean, we've seen that last week when they get that play going in the misdirection. I know they leaned heavily on the right side of the field on that play action, and they just dragged JMO to the other side of the field. I thought that was a perfect misdirection play for when he was. I don't know if you guys recall that he went down the sideline. It was like a little drag out.
Yeah.
So I like that. So
Adam,
third down effectiveness and first down running.
It's a good phone call. It's good points. What you're talking about is putting those linebackers in conflict with misdirection, with play action, with running and having success on early downs and putting them on their heels.
Yeah, and if you look at the way that Dan Campbell called the game last week, it was obviously the run game was effective, so it set up play action, and they ran play action more against Washington than they had in the previous games of the regular season so far.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.